Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Pam Husso. All options are on the table. That's according to the Chief of Naval Operations concerning Navy Captain Brett Crozier, who could be reinstated. Crozier was fired after raising the alarm over the spread of the coronavirus on his aircraft carrier.
President Trump said on Monday that he doesn't believe Crozier's career, which he praised, should be at risk for having what he called a bad day.
Fox's John Decker. The virus is having its way with the American workforce. A pork processing facility in South Dakota will temporarily close for a deep cleaning after 80 employees test positive. Classrooms will stay empty in this state.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says all schools in the state will stay closed for the rest of the academic year.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Distance learning will continue. America's listening to Fox News.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are 5 ways to sell it fast. Number 1, price it to sell, not to sit. Number 1 reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day 1 on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number 3, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number 4, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number 5, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Marguerite's is offering drive-up services during the current health crisis. Marguerite's gifting, repair, appraisal, buying and trading, and watch services are all available. Marguerite's will be replacing watch batteries and hearing aid batteries at no charge to the community during the crisis. You may call Marguerite's at 334-270-0074 for more info or the texting of images. Thank you and stay well.
For more information, call Marguerite's 334-270-0074. Due to the unprecedented situation in which we're all facing, News Talk 93.1 FM has joined with Fraser United Methodist Church to bring you a special presentation. Join us this Sunday as we bring you Fraser's traditional Easter Sunday service presented live. The service begins at 9:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday, and you can listen to it live, uninterrupted, right here on News Talk 93.1. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some cooler air filtering into the area for tonight. It will become mostly cloudy with the overnight low temperature dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, look for a much cooler day with a high temperature barely up to about 70. I think we'll see some partly sunny skies by the afternoon, but we should be dry. Then on Saturday, we're in the mid-70s for a high, a risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday night. And Easter Sunday, showers and storms are likely, some of which could be severe. That could be a big severe weather day. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For me, doing it all for just pennies. I've been wanting this job since 2016, spending all of my pennies. Working too hard to give you heart attack, tack, 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 tack. I ought to know by now, who the hell needs just a pat on the back? Is that all I get for my money? It seems such a waste of time. Is this what it's all about? Brother, if Biden's moving in, I'm moving out.
Moving Calling out. All stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Happy news first. The market finished up again today. That's a good sign. As always on Thursday, the much-beloved and glorious Terry Adams of the song with Rosie.
And here they are.
Jebra, please play.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Too bad we weren't mic'd up when we were sitting on the Thinking Stoop.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes Terry, well, we visit the Thinking Stoop behind the building during the show to check traffic. But we had a pretty good conversation there about reopening this economy and just how much more of this America can take. Because it's really not about stimulus checks. Those aren't going to accomplish much. They'll be a lifeline. Another 6 million people filing unemployment claims, and hopefully they'll process those quickly so the inconvenience is minimal. But a lot of those people that filed unemployment claims, this is not like 2008, where you're looking at a full-blown recession and jobs coming back very slowly. Interesting to note, by the way, at a time when radio is probably more important than any other time, when there's a crisis that's affecting everybody, the big broadcasting companies are laying people off, furloughing them. Oh, well, you know, we'll bring them back. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're stupid, right? Blue Water Broadcasting is intact and whole.
Amen.
And as our boss said, that's just not who we are, which is cool.
Amen.
But the focal point of our conversation was this cannot go on too much longer.
I'm saying 2 weeks. If this goes on 2 more weeks, America's history. There's no way to recover from it.
I agree. I think, actually, I said it on the morning show. I think the mayor and the governor, the leaders around the state, need to start figuring out, at worst, a piecemeal plan. I don't understand why my friend Lynn and Brian Jewelry had to close their doors. This is a big time of the year for them. It's holidays like Mother's Day coming up and... that make or break a year for a business like that. there's got to be a way where they can say, we're open and here's how we're doing it. Got to be a way. I don't know if you supply them with masks and still practice social distancing. And they have a great website. But it's really something that you kind of need to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. It's an emotional purchase.
You know, on the other hand, businesses are also coming up with really inventive ways, not only to keep their doors open, but to avoid going out of business. Jack Ingram has now invented the contactless car purchase.
Really?
At all the new car stores, Jack Ingram signature used cars, yeah. Just to make sure that people are that protected, yeah, you can now purchase a car, get all the paperwork, estimates, haggle up, all of that you can do without actually having contact for the time being. It's a nice place to have contact because they got great folks over there. But and they're making incredible deals, both new and on the signature pre-owned. Don Duncan has come up with the contactless car service where they pick it up, get whatever you need done, you pay with a credit card, they return the car to your house, and make sure that the key is sanitized when they leave it for you.
That's great. Necessity is the mother of invention.
It is. And this is great. And maybe this buys time for businesses to get through this. It enrages me that they are using the coronavirus and making it the primary cause of death in so many instances where there were multiple factors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only way the hospital gets federal funds.
Well, that also creates a number that is inauthentic and stays higher than it should be, because the seasonal flu does the same thing. If it hits somebody who's got issues, it can take their life. So can 100 other things. Every day you live comes with risk. And this idea that we can protect everybody, you know, from getting this, or it's
ludicrous.
You know, they're exploring in Los Angeles. They believe that the coronavirus is there actually a long time ago. And there's this concept called the herd mentality, where everybody's exposed, but some get it, some and most don't. I want to look a little bit deeper into it, but they're studying L.A. in particular on this. But we opened the show with that Bernie clip. Bernie's out, and now that I have a new computer that's going to play anything, I'd like to play this brief clip of Bill O'Reilly, who's still around on Newsmax TV, and Dennis Miller, who we haven't heard in a long time.
True.
And it's all about what a phony Bernie is.
So Bernie's out of here, and who are you going to vote for now?
Oh, come on. Bernie got paid today. You think you're going to see half of it? Of course not. Listen, Bernie folds quicker. He forgot. He didn't get the memo. The true believers, Bill, true believers die on the parapets at the Alamo. They don't die on the screen porch at the Lake House. Bernie Sanders is a complete phony. Nobody gets out earlier for somebody who's willing to, I'm going to storm the Bastille, but I think I'll stop down here at the outdoor cafe. And you know something? It's going to be Biden now, I think, only because of this. I think Biden made a horrible tactical error, and I don't know if Trump thought this when he said, Biden puts his two bits in. I should call the White House and tell him how to handle this. Trump, who I think is like Amarillo Slim playing cards at Binion's with amateurs, I think Trump says, yeah, I'll take that call. Trump then goes up to the press conference. He says, I talked to Biden. You know, it was good call, good times. Now, listen, Biden was positing, I'm sure, Trump is the Antichrist. And when it came time to debate, let's face facts, you know, Joe Biden could not debate Trump on live TV. It would be like that tiny person, Eddie Goodell, who played Major League Baseball, digging in against Nolan Ryan. He just can't do it. So now they've got a picture of them getting along together in people's mind's eye after Trump brought it up at the press conference. I think if Biden had just stayed in the back seat for Sonic commercials and never talked to Trump anywhere along the line, when it came time to debate, he could have said, I will not legitimize this man by being on the same debate stage as him. But now that they've been nice, I think he's got to show up for one. Oh, and if he shows up for one, it is over, man. He might as well walk out to that podium carrying an Acme firecracker case from a Roadrunner cartoon, because he cannot stand up in a debate against Trump.
Love the way he puts things.
He is Mr. Metaphor.
Yeah, he is.
He's really, really good. Oh, I see the Democrats are holding up the next relief package for small businesses. That's
Imagine
nice.
Because
you didn't build that.
Oh, no.
Somebody else built that.
Yeah,
whoa! And there he is, Mr. He's back, Mr. Potshots from the sideline. Yesterday there was a story where he's saying there should have been a robust something in place so we wouldn't have to wait for all these masks and ventilators. What did he sit on his ass doing for 8 years besides play golf every day? Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I'll believe it when I see it, maybe something, and there could be a political timing to this. Bill Barr seems like he's on the precipice of actually doing something about the coup d'etat, which is actually, in some instances, still taking place. Trump has finally gotten around to firing a bunch of these worthless IGs who, you know, career government employees.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking into it. Yeah, and they couldn't find their ass with both hands.
Exactly.
And because I now have a new computer in the studio, I could play this little clip here.
Cool.
From Fox News, a one-on-one with Attorney Bill Barr. Let's see. Attorney General.
In fact, it was very disappointing because I think the president went out at the beginning of this thing and really was statesmanlike, trying to bring people together, working with all the governors, keeping his patience as he got these snarky gotcha questions from the White House media pool. And the stridency of the partisan attacks on him has gotten higher and higher, and it's really disappointing to see. And the politicization of decisions like the hydroxychloroquine has been amazing to me. Before the president said anything about it, there was fair and balanced coverage of this very promising drug, and the fact that it had such a long track record that the risks were pretty well known. And as soon as he said something positive about it, the media has been on a jihad to discredit the drug. It's quite strange.
There's a lot of concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange.
I like the word he picked, jihad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, perfect.
And he also used the word travesty because they, I don't know if it was Durham, somebody within the last week, they looked at all 29 FISA applications that were, you know, the secret court that allowed them to spy on candidate and then eventually President Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And Barr described it as an absolute travesty. Not one of those applications was legitimate. So Jim Comey and Rod Rosenstein and the rest of this worthless...
Struck Page. The
yeah.
Cabal.
Those two. Is there justice coming? Maybe. We've been very impatient with this. Maybe there's a timing component to this that they're waiting on. I don't know. You do it now during the coronavirus, and you can only imagine how berserk the media would. I mean, they're already berserk.
Yeah, they're crazy.
They really are.
Well, you know, Greg, people need to remember that we would not know any of this had Hillary Clinton been elected. We still wouldn't know any of this. The only way we know this is because Donald Trump beat her in the election.
That's correct.
People need to understand that. It's very important.
One other little sound moment here that took place at the at yesterday's briefing on coronavirus. And it was somebody from the New York Post, which is actually one of the few legitimate newspapers left in America wanted to know. Dr. Fauci, by the way, we got to talk about him. He's another one that I'm beginning to have real doubts about.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
The question as to whether or not he would pardon the Tiger King. So where is it? Am I even on the right day here? Well, the machine works great. It's the loose nut behind it.
You just got to get used to the new format.
Where did it go?
They might have pulled it.
No, this is today's.
It's not there, man.
Weird. I'll look a little harder for it. Warm today, warm weather around the corner. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is a team of the best HVAC technicians on the planet. And I will say this, the best people, too. Everybody that's hired by Clark's has to meet the highest standard in competency when it comes to HVAC repair. And then everybody is thoroughly background checked and vetted. They are drug tested on an ongoing basis. And these are people that you can absolutely trust having in your home. They're special. It's not just that they're performing a service or repair, whatever it is that you happen to need from them, a plumbing issue. They're just great people. They're the ones that they have that ability. Let's say you got a real plumbing thing going on. They know how to diffuse a crisis.
That's important.
It is. And we got this. It's that kind of mentality that's part of what they do. Reassuring. Get a Clark's Club membership. $159 buys you two annual tune-ups to your system, money you'll get back on an efficiently running system. And then you have the added reassurance that if anything does go wrong, after all, that is a piece of equipment, stuff happens, you call them at 277-2125 and they're on the way. 277-2125, same number to call for a membership. You can also visit ClarkComfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. 323, Jason, you'll be next when we come back. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is how you reopen with thermometers. That's what we're going to do at Disney.
Disney will test everyone for fevers and disease. T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-U-R-E. 98.7 if you want to see Mickey. T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-U-R-E. If you're hot,
kick you out.
If you're not,
come inside.
After 3 hours of waiting in a line.
Line, line, line.
Come inside the teacup ride if you're corona free.
T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-U-R-E.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. It's 3:27. Yeah, that's what they're planning. I don't care. I want everything reopened.
Yes.
And the sooner the better. As I said before, life comes with risk. And I've been calling him Dr. Faustist.
That's good. I like that.
This is the thing I was referencing before. Well, let me take Jason's call first. And then we'll play this.
Hey, I mean, I totally agree with you on trying to get everything reopened as soon as possible. This is insanity. Like, I can't get anything done because everything's just closed.
You got it.
So, like, I'm just calling up places that are telling me, oh, sorry, we're, you know, closed due to the corona. And it's just getting ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But on top of that, like, I really have gotten sick and tired of seeing any of the media in that room with him, with the president, whenever they ask some questions, because so many of them are stupid. I cannot believe how many of these irrelevant questions are thrown at him constantly. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? This is not the time to do it.
It's an agenda. They're not there to do their job, to report to the American people. They're there to try and catch Trump in an awkward moment, something. Oh, look at this. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, like, and it's something that, like, either he had no control over or couldn't have foreseen. It's like, unless you were sitting there staring into your crystal ball, you could not have foreseen anything that would have happened. This has all completely blindsided us from the beginning, and there's nothing but misinformation being spread around.
You got that?
So it was just nothing but confusing.
Well, their plan is to keep Trump playing defense so he can't play offense.
That'll work for a while, but not...
Not with Trump. Not with Trump.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like someone with a tinfoil hat or anything, but it's like George Orwell's 1984 coming to life or something.
You better believe it.
Good call.
Thanks.
And hang in there. Because I think it's going to... I think the change is going to come very quickly, almost at a pace that will surprise the American people.
Hope so.
The reopening of the country.
They better, and they better do it quick.
Trump knows this, and he's already started. Look at the grief they gave him when he said, well, I'm hoping by Easter. Well, Easter didn't work out, but he was trying to be optimistic.
Mm-hmm. They got home to him for having hope.
Can't have that.
Whoa, I'm the only one that gives hope around here. Whoa.
Asshole. So here's Dr. Faustist. Back in January... This is the guy that's now, he's just like a little attention whore, honestly. This is his time to be a raisin in the sun. And when he starts saying things that don't fit the narrative the media wants, they'll get rid of him like a booger off the end of their finger.
Yes, sir.
So here's his original thoughts about the severity of COVID-19 from a January interview with Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly.
Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right? People are trying to blame President Trump. Half the country, even, certainly the media, blame Trump. Why doesn't he just listen to Dr. Fauci? And we want to show you what Dr. Fauci was saying in the earliest stages of this situation. Overall, is this something to worry about or not? What are you thinking in terms of this virus spreading here in the United States?
Well, those people were probably at a very low risk.
And how many people are coming from Wuhan, China, to the United States on a daily basis? You know that?
Yeah, about 75,000 per year total. Yeah.
Okay, so manageable numbers. Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, obviously you need to take it seriously. and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. But this is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
Fabulous. No, I am glad to hear that. Probably should have established that much earlier on.
All right, so that's Dr. Fauci in January, and at some point he took a second look and said, it's the end of the world.
You know him?
Yeah. I didn't see him sneak in.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
I'm loving my new computer. You're not here to take it out, are you?
You're removing it today. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
That was mean.
What is, you have to take him mean, with it. Man.
What, does Rent-A-Center want it back already?
It was a lease.
A lease, okay. Well, it was the least you could do. All right, I've got to go into a break here because I think they need to check out the equipment.
They need to tweak the announcer.
Yeah, he needs tweaking.
Now, remember, Fauci wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine that this COVID-19 is nothing worse than just your common strand of influenza. Mm. He wrote that last year, too. So he's kind of changed his mind, hasn't he?
Sure seems like he has. And then they used that horrible model with these dire death toll projections. Yeah. So the country goes into a panic. How many times have we had panic buying take place now? At least on three or four.
And so
the last one was when the gun stores are doing a great business.
Yeah, that's about it.
When the governor put her stay-at-home edict out, edict bunker. I think it's time to maybe take a second look at April 27th to figure out ways that some businesses can reopen before that. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
And just ignore the media that's going to say, you're trying to kill people, Governor Ivey. No. They're trying to kill our economy. They're trying to kill our way of life. At some point, there's a happy medium that can be found if we just employ a little common sense, which seems to be in short supply. Jack Ingram Motors is open. Mercedes-Benz, Nissan. That's what I drive, the Rogue. Love it. Mm-hmm. Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, and of course the signature pre-owns with Tip Tames in that group. They have now worked it out using online where you can have no contact sales and service options as well. You can shop online, you can get online approvals, appraisals, schedule a no contact drive-up test drive.
Wow.
You heard that correct. A no-contact drive-up test drive. This is at any of the dealerships in the Jack Ingram family. And they asked me to express a huge thank you to everybody that's doing their part in what is really an unprecedented time, whether it ends sooner or later. This is a new one in my experience. But congratulations to this great team of people for adapting. So, yeah, you can buy a car and have absolutely no contact with another person just to stay on the safe side at any of the Jack Ingram family of dealerships there on the boulevard. It is three, and go to jackingram.com. You can get price quotes, appraisals, all kinds of stuff there. They will do whatever it takes. If you're coming out of a lease, the coronavirus doesn't know that. So if you got to do something on a vehicle, you got to do it, and they're ready. They've figured it out, as they always do. 3:34, we'll get our first look at the roads here. And do I need to paste in something long?
No.
So you have extra time?
No.
Maybe I will. You know what? We should play Carlin's The Owners and reanalyze
it. It's so appropriate.
It really
more
is.
More appropriate every day.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic not doing too bad now all around the city. We got some light congestion at the major intersections around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Looks like a little construction going on again today. Southwest Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street. Some major congestion right in that area. Just use caution wherever you are. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up and drive carefully. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail-order pharmacy. A mail-order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail-order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292 and do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia
Pools Direct. Currently unavailable.
And I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully. And Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its production shutdown. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee worked at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they are following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. The Montgomery County EMA says a Papa John's employee is also tested positive for the virus. The employee worked at the location on Madison Avenue, but has not been inside the store since April 2nd. The location has been closed while a CDC-approved cleaning company sterilizes the premises. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some cooler air filtering into the area for tonight. It will become mostly cloudy with the overnight low temperature dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, look for a much cooler day with a high temperature barely up to about 70. I think we'll see some partly sunny skies by the afternoon, but we should be dry. Then on Saturday, we're in the mid-70s for a high, a risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday night. And Easter Sunday, showers and storms are likely, some of which could be severe. That could be a big severe weather day. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tapes.
We're proud of that. And what you're about to hear is right off of an 8-track featuring George Carlin. It's a clip we've played many times since Terry Adams introduced us to it a number of years ago. And every time it plays, and you think about what's going on currently, whether it's now, when Obama became president, all the different times that we have played this clip, the meaning, it's a gut punch.
He was prophetic.
Yes, prophetic, and do we want what he's prophesizing here? Because we're at that turning point.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice.
Yeah.
You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
And we got to wake up and get back to business or... Many American dreams, addresses all over Montgomery, Wetumpka, Prattville, places sitting idle. Some of those, I hate to say it, I think some of them won't reopen.
They won't. They can't.
No matter what time or how fast you go back. Now, here's another clip of Barr in this interview with Laura Ingraham, and he is telling her that the current draconian measure should be reevaluated, because we should allow people to adapt more than we have and not just tell people to go home and hide under their bed.
I think they have been patient, and I think we have to be very careful to make sure this is, you know, that the draconian measures that are being adopted are fully justified, and they're not alternative ways of protecting people. And I think, you know, when this period of time, this at the end of April, expires, I think we have to allow people to adapt more than we have and not just tell people to go home and hide under the bed, but allow them to use other ways, social distancing and other means, to protect themselves.
Would there become a time in the future, perhaps after?
Well, that's all that was on the clip. The machine did not malfunction, and neither did I.
Good.
Fortunately.
That's
good news.
But I think that Barr doesn't go out and say that, unless Trump knows he's going to go out and say that.
If he wants to keep his job, that's true.
Well, remember, Trump was hopeful that things could start reopening or get back to normal around Easter.
That's right.
And I think he picked that date for a reason.
It wasn't an accident.
No. It was a date that, in his mind, okay, we can do all this adjusting, the closings, the work at home, all that stuff, for a period of time, and we might be able to get by. We'll do a stimulus. But what the Democrats wanted, of course, they're holding up a stimulus because they got to add all their Democratic bullshit to it. Like, you know, well, we got to make sure that
Pay raises.
The diversities, all this stuff is, you know.
Progressive BS.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So I would expect, because you just can't flip a switch and turn anything back on. But I think Trump will be putting a date out there soon with some protocols. And here's the plan to restart America. The market must think that's happening because the market's back in bull market territory.
Thank God.
Finished up again today. It's regained about 4,000 of the Dow has about 4,000 of the points it lost. In all this anxiety and uncertainty. Plus, 16 million people are suddenly out of work. There is no work at home for them. There is nothing they can do. They're furloughed, maybe not necessarily fired. So the businesses that had to, you know, take away their living for a temporary period of time, got to make that as short as possible.
I agree.
It just has to happen, because there's a whole different pandemic lurking behind this one that's going to be a lot harder to fix. Fear, poverty, bankruptcies.
Well, even the most basic person, you don't have to have an economics degree to understand that all these people that are out of work are no longer paying taxes.
That's right.
So instead, they are taking from the government.
Yep.
So you just don't have a loss of taxes going in. Now you have the loss plus people taking money that's basically not there. And how long can that continue? It can't.
No. You know what I can't get out of my mind, guys? Okay, they tried Russian collusion. They couldn't get rid of him. They tried the P dossier. They couldn't get rid of him. They tried to impeach him. They couldn't get rid of him. It's almost like now they're going, okay, obviously we can't get rid of him because he's a duly elected president. The people will freak out if we remove him. So what if we just go around him? Everything that this virus, so-called purported virus, has done away with all the things Trump has done. They've destroyed the economy. I mean, look at everything. This is wreaking havoc on everything Trump has done for this country.
Yeah, basically it's the grand undoing.
It really is.
And it came from a country that has the Democrats in its back pocket.
This is scary.
So I'm not even discounting the fact that there is a deliberate component to this.
Yeah, there's got to be.
First of all, just in the fact that the Chinese hid this for about 5 weeks while people from China were traveling to the U.S. I mean, it's no coincidence that the West Coast was the first to feel the effects of this thing.
Good point.
All of this has to come out. All of this has to come out.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Trump's approval on handling the economy rises to its highest point ever.
Wow.
So, yeah, you're right. They have tried to make him go away 17 ways from Sunday. They keep failing.
Yep.
And hopefully some of the people that participated in these acts of treason are going to be held accountable. That was the hopeful thing from that first bar clip we played.
I sure hope so.
Today. Let's talk about Morris Capuano. One of the things that can work in your advantage, and especially if your income's taking a hit, you're not unemployed, but the revenue is not what it normally would be, buy yourself some time so you don't fall into arrears on your house, is refinance it. Because the rates are about as low as they're ever going to be in our lifetime right now. And that's during this particular situation. It's certainly worth the call to 409-9300 to Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank and at least ask, you know, because when you're in the process of a refi, you don't have to worry about making payments. And it's about a 60, it depends on, you know, how long it takes, but it's about a 60-day window. So this will be over, and how you weather it will depend on the proactive steps you take in the meantime to survive it. And because we have this coronavirus does not mean that you can't buy a house. Houses are being sold. Eddie Bader's writing deals. That business is still very much active. So if you'd like to own and enjoy all the advantages of home ownership, including the tax break that you get on first mortgage interest, call Morris and get him started. 409-9300. That's Renaissance Bank. They are an equal housing lender. It is 3:52. I also want to mention, too, since we want to do everything we can for our small businesses, Don Duncan is still doing the 50% off for anybody that's been jumping through hoops during this crisis, from our medical workers, assistants, nurses.
That's cool.
Our grocery store stockers and checkers, our first responders, police, fire, military, 50% off a basic service on your car. As I mentioned earlier, you can do it without contact. Just call the Don Duncan location nearest you, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, on Facebook, and they'll set it up for you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local, independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's a code name. 19 lockout. There's no more ball games.
That's another thing that's approaching the level of absurdity. I'm not a big NBA fan or NHL fan in particular, but they shut down their seasons a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard nothing from either of those leagues about resuming a season or doing playoffs. And they kind of have to, if they're going to do it, they got to do it soon. Otherwise, they'll be having their playoffs when the next regular season would be starting, because those seasons are both long, 9 months each. But baseball has talked about kind of creating a biosphere for their players in Arizona with all the requisite testing equipment handy. You know, if we have gotten so used to so many things in such a short period of time, getting your temperature taken before you walk into a building, you know, you can do it in 2 seconds. If we have to wear a mask, whatever it is we have to do, let's get back to what we love doing.
Amen.
Because the longer this sits, we need somebody to have the balls, pardon me, to become proactive and say, this is what we're going to do. And just ignore, because the screech from the usual people will be there. Because they don't want anything good to happen. Oh. They like this. This is our great taste of socialism and communism. They like it when you're out of work and you have to be dependent on the government for check. By the way, I've started a thread on Facebook. What are you going to do with that stimulus check? Because that should be in some people's accounts Monday.
Wow.
I don't know if that means it'll go in over the weekend and you'll see it Monday morning, or if it'll go in Monday during the day and you'll see it Tuesday morning. But that's supposed to start happening. And yeah, we're nosy. We'd like to know what you might do with that. Hopefully you'll set some of that aside for our great sponsors. We always appreciate that. We're going to check or visit the much-beloved and glorious here. We'll talk to him about what's happening at Adams Motorsports, where, yeah, you can have a very safe visit during this crisis and buy something fun and really, 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 really get away from it all.
You really can.
Traffic at 358.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking good all over the city right now. I-65 and 85, no problems through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Everybody rolling at the speed limit. We have a good bit of congestion on Norman Bridge Road outbound to the East South Boulevard. On East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, Southwest Boulevard, I-65 to 331, some congestion there. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the city. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama on the ground or in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Friends, you know, for over 40 years, Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville has been taking care of people in this area when it comes to car buying. And you know, in these uncharted waters that we're into today, Larry Puckett stands strong. They're there for you now. If you've been thinking about buying a new car or truck and you've been sheltered in the house and can't get out, look us up online at LarryPuckett.com. Pick one out, then give us a call at 285-9300 and we'll bring it to you. You can test drive it when we get it to the house. Larry Puckett.